And finally tonight, last night, City Lore, which celebrates grassroots culture, and the Museum of the City of New York inducted WBAI's Bob Fass into the People's Hall of Fame as one of radio's most beloved hosts. New York City radio personality Vin Scalza presented the award.
If ever the exact man was sitting in the exact right place at the exact right moment in time, that man was surely Bob Fass. The place was New York City, more specifically, behind the control board in the small broadcast studio on East 39th Street that was the nerve center of listener-sponsored radio station WBAI. And the exact right moment, sometime in the middle of the 1960s, when that decade morphed into and became forever the 60s. I was getting ready to come here today and listening to NYC, and I heard a promo for some show coming up, and the announcer's voice said, 1965, the year when that decade became the 60s. I said, oh, man, I just wrote that last night. As I've thought about that time over the years since, I've come to believe that the 60s would not have happened in quite the same way if Bob hadn't been there, late night after late night, acting as a conduit for all the creative thought and emerging social change happening around him. Because Bob was there on the radio, with his big, friendly, open heart and his deep knowledge of music and literature and history, and his amazing talent for uniting all the lone individuals sitting glued to their radios in every borough and every suburb of the city, we all were given the opportunity to learn what was happening in the burgeoning underground worlds of music and art, poetry and politics, often at the exact very moment that it was happening. Whether it was an unknown guy named Bob Dylan talking in funny voices to Bob's listeners over the phone in the middle of the night, or a Jerry Jeff Walker or an Arlo Guthrie performing Mr. Bojangles or Alice's Restaurant for the first time live on the radio, usually with David Bromberg playing guitar over in the corner, or the night that Jimi Hendrix was playing so loud through his guitar amp that the transmitter threatened to actually just melt and dissolve into a puddle of rock and roll beauty. There was a crazy idea that all of us should get together and meet one another in an airport terminal or a train station or in Central Park with Allen Ginsberg on a glorious Sunday afternoon in spring. Or Abby Hoffman, Paul Krasner, Jerry Rubin, and Bob Fass spontaneously creating the Yippie Party and igniting the idea to hold an alternate convention in Chicago in 1968. It all might never have happened if Bob had not been there to broadcast it live on New York City O Radio. With all the disparate voices, all the noise and chaos, all the overlapping cassette tapes of demonstrations and street cleanups, and all the small snowfall moments of transcendent bliss as well. In this beautiful film that's been made, that you've probably read about and hopefully will see if you haven't yet, called Radio Unnameable, there's a moment when a woman calls up in the middle of the night, and it's after one of these chaotic days of some kind of political strife. And she calls up and she says, I don't want to talk about any of this other stuff. I just wanted you to know that it's snowing in the Bronx, just light, you know, gentle snow. I just thought you should know. And then the next phone caller said, it's snowing in Tenafly. The next caller said, it's snowing in Staten Island. It just became, you know, it was snowing through the radio as well, and it was just a glorious, transcendent moment. Moments like that didn't happen anywhere else. In a way, Bob Fass is the George Bailey of New York City radio. He's the everyman hero of Frank Capra's Christmas film fable. Try to imagine life in the 60s here in New York without Bob Fass. Now, I'm not saying that mean old Mr. Potter wouldn't have wound up owning the place anyway. But it sure would not have been the same magical mystery tour those of us who were lucky enough to be part of Bob's cabal experienced. And his commitment to his listeners and to the city continues today, all these decades later, as he still sits behind a WBAI control board and his appropriately named Radio Unnameable continues to do what it has always done, be a blast of joyous celebration and a repository of shared experience to a family of lone listeners united through the radio every Thursday at midnight.
Radio personality Vin Scalza presenting WBAI's Bob Fass with the People's Hall of Fame Award for pioneering broadcasts on behalf of the Museum of the City of New York and City Lore.